Coming back to the degrees of focus, attention, sustained attention of samadhi, on the one hand, you're going to get some degree of it, not a very high level of it, but some degree in this phase of the cultivation of understanding and intelligence by way of hearing, by way of learning. So some degree will come there. And then, of course, as His Holiness mentioned earlier, you may enhance your attention skills by the power of familiarization, by just placing your attention upon something and keeping it there. But a more advanced phase of the development of understanding and intelligence, it's kind of like one word that goes for both, is this phase of, let's say, intelligence that's derived by investigation, by analysis, by inquiry, by investigation, analysis, all of these. And by the power of that itself, really penetrating, focusing in, inquiring, that also has a derivative benefit, enhanced attention skills. So that's going to come as a byproduct of that, even though that's not the explicit or primary point of the training or cultivation.
Sorry, His Holiness would like to apologize because there is an internal discussion happening.
I'm learning Tibet from this.
And I'll give you a tiny thumbnail because they need to continue, but a tiny thumbnail is there's a third level of attention that's derived from meditation, and the whole question here is what level of samadhi is needed for that level of attention to arise.
There's a disagreement among them.
Seems like a very jolly disagreement.
You should get some synopsis.
Good to hear scientists aren't the only ones.
Well, I mean, there is in
100, 200. So that's the problem. Yeah,
So, to cut the long story short and respond to your question, what are the key factors that are involved in cultivating skills of attention? One seems to be really cultivation of familiarity with the chosen object or whatever task. And then in order to have that, to really develop a sense of interest, a genuine interest, a voluntary kind of willingness to engage in that task. And also a cultivation of some critical skill to be able to think critically.
Yeah.
So these seems to be key factors.
Yeah. Young age, critical recovery.
So but then to go back to the critical time period, so at a very early age, the critical faculty is not developed.
I think young age, I think best thing is, I think one important thing is the environment.
Yeah. So for young, at a very early age, we're talking about pre-school age here.
Yeah.
Probably the environment will have a great effect. Mm.
Yeah.
So we need to create a much quieter environment where they are, you know, sort of trained to, as your example describes, to allow them to focus on something in a very quiet environment for a length of period of time, say maybe 10 or 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. That may be one more kind of effective approach. So for young, at a very early age, we're talking about pre-school age here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Probably the environment will have a great effect. Mm.
Yeah.
So we need to create a much quieter environment where they are, you know, sort of trained to, as your example describes, to allow them to focus on something in a very quiet environment for a length of period of time, say maybe 10 or 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. That may be one more kind of effective approach. So again here, so imagine the room in which this is being, you know, this kind of training is being given to a young child. Again, the color of the wall will have an impact. So say, and also the light, the amount of light you have. If it is too dark, then although the child may be able to kind of remain kind of stable, you know, undistracted, but that kind of mind wouldn't have the quality of sharpness. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So again, an appropriate amount of lighting becomes key. Similarly, the wall color should not have striking colors that would kind of, you know, immediately, you know, attract the attention. It has to be kind of light, but not very stark color. Mm-hmm. Something that would, you know, by the very atmosphere, ambience of the room, will kind of, you know, promote kind of more sustained attention, but at the same time, sharpness of the mind.
Soothing quality without going into dullness.
So the quality that needs to be cultivated really is the ability to maintain, you know, so focused attention on the basis of a sense of kind of serenity, sense of calmness.
A little bit of translation, I think, from this discussion might be helpful, and that is His Holiness raised the issue about this third level of understanding that it derives from meditation. And the meditation here is, it's where you profoundly familiarize yourself. You saturate your mind in a certain type of realization or quality of awareness, like loving kindness or compassion. So it doesn't have to be on the wisdom side. It may be on the cultivation of the heart. But it's where you really saturate yourself, saturate your mind either in an insight or a state of awareness. And one of the geishas behind me said, really the salient factor of that level of intelligence, understanding that brings about profound transformation is really the quality of stability. Stability of attention. The vividness is, to be sure, very important, but if you don't have the stability, then that radical transformation of the mind through realization, through the cultivation of compassion, what have you, will not take place. So the stability is actually closely correlated with certain levels of intelligence and insight.
And stability refers to the capacity to sustain
temporal continuity
over time.
Or temporal coherence, yes, of attention. Now you must debate. You must translate.
It's just an internal debate.
But can I finish? They're interested.